Jose Vasquez, Jose, J-O-S-E, Vasquez, V-A-Z-Q-U-E-Z, date of birth is March 19th, 1976. This is for date of service, 8-29-2023. Mr. Vasquez is a 47-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his hypopituitarism. He has a history of a pituitary macroadenoma, which was a large 5-centimeter pituitary adenoma, and his prolactin level at that time was 9,000. As a result, he ended up having a transsphenoidal resection of the macroadenoma on 11-5-2010 at Tampa General Hospital, and the pathology was consistent with macroadenoma, primarily granulated prolactinoma. He subsequently developed panhypopituitarism. However, the axis related to some of the hormonal functions has corrected itself. He was previously on thyroid replacement, and now he has been off of thyroid replacement. He was also previously on cortisol replacement, and now he is off of cortisol replacement. He has been off of this for several years. He recently had a pituitary MRI and is followed by Dr. Agazzi, A-G-A-Z-Z-I, in Tampa. And his MRI, dated 6-29-2023, showed no significant change when compared to the previous study. The salicylsphenoidal is enlarged, consistent with previous transsphenoidal hypophysectomy. There is scar tissue to the left of the pituitary gland, extending to the left of the midline, consistent with previous transsphenoidal pituitary resection plan. Number one. For his persistent hyperprolactinemia, the patient's current prolactin level is elevated at 74.4. He was previously on cabergoline therapy. However, he states that he has been off of this for years. He was previously on cabergoline 0.5 milligrams twice weekly, and at that time his prolactin level was 132.96. His current level is 74.4. The patient reports symptoms of galactorrhea. He was previously followed by Dr. Oates, endocrinologist in Lakeland. And at this time, we are going to prescribe him a low-dose cabergoline of 0.5 milligrams to be taken once weekly in order to improve his symptoms of galactorrhea. Next, number four is hypothyroidism. This is resolved on no medication with a current TSH of 1.29 and a free T4 of 0.9. We will continue to monitor this. Next, number, the patient has a follow-up appointment with Dr. Agazzi, A-G-A-Z-Z-I, neurologist at Tampa General Hospital, to go over his pituitary MRI. The patient will be seeing Dr. Agazzi in September of 2023, which is next month. His MRI dated 7-3-2023 showed no significant change compared to the previous study. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.